Welcome to the new wave. In the turbulent financial services sector, where maintaining high standards is key, how can we attract and keep the right talent and create the next wave of businesses? Get ready to find out. Your host, Alastair Barr, has been in the industry for years in senior leadership roles and working with small to medium financial planning businesses, and is about to bring you the latest insights.
Hi there, welcome back. Today I've got Peter Bowman from Service 7 to talk about his sixth service outlined in the sixth chapter. And so welcome back, Peter. There's been some fantastic feedback from some of our previous podcasts, so thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. We've covered a lot.
Yeah. And two more, and this is probably one that really, really resonates with me, and I've done sort of podcasts before, particularly when I'm referring to hospitality, when I travel, I'll get in a rant and a rave and I'll talk in a podcast around it, and it's generally around highlighting people's bad service, right? And hospitality allows itself to be really exposed to that. But quite often, in reading this chapter, businesses review their operations and all the things they're doing in the view of being more efficient. But you're talking here about reviewing all the processes in our business and our service delivery to improve the client outcome or the client experience. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Most financial planning businesses have a service experience that is somewhat, how can I put this nicely without offending the compliance people?
Enough said.
it's rigid. And while compliance is really important, we can't forget the customer as a part of the journey and what it's like for them to actually deal with you. You know, a good service design is actually invisible. You don't actually notice it. Like that hospitality experience that you were talking about, you only notice it when something goes wrong. And so by thinking about how your client interacts with your business, from the time they first call your business to make an appointment, that very first time as a brand new client, right through to the relationship 10 years from now, where they're calling your business for help or an annual review or something like that, thinking about that service design and that service journey can really make it easy for your client to really become entrenched in your business.
So what's some tips if the listeners want to think about how to unpack that sort of service journey and a client experience? What's some tips to make it easy to sort of sit on the other side of the fence for a period while we go through that process?
Well, I know you, Alastair, deal with graduates. And so it might be a great exercise for a young advisor to actually document what the service process is and then collectively sit down and look at it, at that process from the client's point of view. And so thinking about, is it easy for the client? You know, are we going back to them 20 times when we could go back to them once, for instance?
Yeah.
And making it efficient and streamlined as possible.
Gee, go figure. Wouldn't it be good to be easy to do business with?
Oh, who would have? Everyone wants that. Everyone wants that. And we want it with every business we deal, not just financial advice businesses.
And I think that's a good idea too, which I might sort of pass off to some of our clients as well, around, you know, the fresh set of eyes is really handy for people to come in and sort of take a little bit of an objective view on the ways we do things around here and whether or not we put too many steps in, or maybe we take it too long, or we make it too onerous for our clients to engage. Maybe there's some ideas in there around how to improve that as a service offering.
Yeah, it's fresh eyes, and it also helps, I think, younger advisors actually learn about the business, you know, in a practical sense.
Yeah, I think that's a really good starting point, Peter. So that's really good advice. So the one thing, apart from, you know, some ideas around how to implement that I took out, is the other thing was, your comment there that a good service design is invisible. And I think that really, you know, shows up in hospitality. We only really complain or when, you know, the food's cold or late. The rest of the time it just happens and away we go. So thank you very much for your thoughts there, Peter, and we look forward to wrapping up the final chapter with you in the coming weeks.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in and being a part of the new wave of businesses and leaders shaping the future of financial services. Don't miss a future episode. Come on over to gradmentor.com.au and sign up for our newsletter now.